Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, everyone. I am so excited. We have a very special guest that we've brought on today. I've been excited for this episode for a few weeks now, and she's going to come on and share all of her expertise around numerology. So, Tiffany, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I've just been busting all morning long. So my name is Tiffany Dawn, and I am an insight coach and numerologist. I'm an energy practitioner as well. I'm a high certified in mind, body, spirit release. But numerology is that baseline that I've grown up with. My mother was a numerologist, found it when I was 8. It has been almost 45 years, I guess, that I have had numerology in my life. It's just a second language to me. It's always been my through line. So I have related every event, everything to the numbers. And the more life happened, the more I got a chance to see how supportive it was, even within all of the other modalities, human design and astrology, which I don't know a lot about astrology. I understand it when I hear it, but I wouldn't necessarily be able to speak it. But it's such a supportive tool. So yeah.
I have full body chills when you said like numerology is part of you. Like I just got full body, like head to toe. Oh. And I didn't know you were certified in the high too. Okay, that's why we're like vibing about high people.
I am. Yes. That's why it's just so important to me that I also align with speaking with people on podcasts that are really energetically aligned as well. So it matters a lot who I speak to. And yeah, I wanted to talk to you so much. I was so excited.
Me too. So you said numerology's been in your life from the beginning. Yes. Can you like give us, like paint us a picture? Like, what does that mean? Like when you were 8 years old, like you knew that numbers meant, like, what does that mean that like numerology has been in your life? And like, what do you describe numerology as, just so we can get your explanation?
Yeah. Well, numerology is the study and the significance of numbers and their energetic in relation to the letters of the alphabet. And they have this energetic impact. So yes, there's just the numbers themselves. So I know that everybody is probably pretty familiar in your audience with figuring out their life path, with just using their full date of birth. But what I do is I do deep dive consultations, and that takes your complete full birth name and it breaks it down with all of the numerological components to it to give you a much broader version than just your personal year or life path would ever give. And what had happened was we moved to Virginia Beach, Virginia when I was 8, and the Edgar Cayce Foundation is there. And I don't know if you're familiar, but it was the largest religious, spiritual, metaphysical library in the world. And my parents found it. And my mother found numerology. She's very skeptical, started doing charts on everybody, anybody and everybody. And it was right time and time and time again. And so we just started utilizing it, did it with my friends. It was just sort of fun. It was kind of like reading the newspaper astrology basically for us, but it was far more aligned. And then as time went, I just started realizing, looking at the personal year and then in the personal months, I could really approach my life very proactively. And that's from whatever standpoint happened to be my focus at the time, because goodness knows I've had a lot of them in growing up.
I like how you said prophylactically as well, because like where we can look at it and like, oh, that makes sense for what happened, mm-hmm. what's right now, mm-hmm. to look at it prophylactically, there we go, words. That's even like that to me, just, you just look, oh, yeah. I never like thought about prophylactically. That's so like, it makes yeah. sense now that I hear it, but I'm like, oh, normally like that makes sense. But in like terms of planning out your month, I try to like, I normally Google my personal, I'm in a personal year three, if that okay. means anything to you.
Yeah.
And we're going to dive into all the things, but I do look at my personal, like, there's like a monthly forecast, I guess, for what month you're in. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is so interesting how like things tend to line up. Now, before we dive into like some specifics with numerology, mm-hmm. do you consider like then all numbers that you find anywhere with anything in numerology, like angel numbers or the house number that you're living in, like to, yes. to you, is that all numerology?
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. Because it is. I made sure of the apartment numbers that I had, that I made sure that I avoided certain ones because I'd already had struggles with certain energetics before. I just know my blind spots. I did that with my home when I had purchased a home. I pay attention to it in work environments because I don't really necessarily have a lot of control in my W-2 job as to where I landed. But I knew sort of what energetic I would need to be working with because of the address that it was at.
So even yes. prophylactically choosing a house or yep. a unit number based on that number of what you want to experience.
Yes.
I just like, again, I was like, oh, I happen to live in a house that's this number, but like yeah. looking at a specific one. Mm-hmm. So, because, I mean, I guess no number is good or bad, right? All of them yeah. just bring different elements too.
Yeah. Yeah. Now there can be some absolutely that can bring more of an energetic of challenge to somebody. But what could be a real challenge for this person over here could be what the baseline life perspective mm-hmm. of another. I'll give you just a quick, for instance, 13-4 is a karmic number. It's one that generally is perceived to have a lot of limitation. You really cannot step over the how-to on anything. It is step one, step one and a half, step one and three quarter, two. You just have to go through it. And to some, that level of minutiae and pacing without being able to find a shortcut and expedite would be unlivable. It would just be such a struggle. But I had an old friend who moved from 13-4 apartment to 13-4 house to 13-4 house, and it just worked. And she thrived in it because that was how she viewed the world. It gave her comfort. So it really does boil down to a bit of a partnership with how you perceive your world and the expectations you have around things as well.
And so absolutely. You don't add up the numbers to like distill it down to one.
You do.
I thought like, mm-hmm. pardon?
You do, but okay. there are certain numbers that have, before you reduce them to their single, they are a karmic. So they'll have a different energetic. There are master numbers as well. So there's the 11-2 and the 22-4, which you begin on a 2 and work through that energetic, and then you elevate to the 11. Same thing with the 22-4. With the karmic numbers, there's a 13-4. That's the one that we just discussed. The 14-5, which the 5 is the number of change. And it's also, more importantly, it is about constructive freedom. And so there will be a little bit of a nervous tension to that energetic, where a 5 energy, you may choose your change, and a 14-5 change chooses you. So that can be a little bit of a anxiety point. You also have that with a 16-7. So that's a real intro to like study. It's a spiritual number, but it's really a deeply introspective number. And in a 16-7, you would have a little heightened energetic to that as well.
Because I feel like the house number probably has so much energy because we spend a lot of time in our homes.
Yeah.
Right. And so I feel like there, we need to be aware. So I live in a 28 house, which okay. is like a one then if it's I add one. Them up.
Yeah. So the energetic in your home is going to be one of independence. It doesn't surprise me that you're there and you're an entrepreneur because it is about individuation. Doing things unique to how they work best for you. It's also a lot of independence. A lot of independence. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys can't see me laughing, but what she said, that like do things unique to you. I feel like in terms of you said the lessons before, depending on how they are, this house has been a learning to do things unique for me. It's like yeah. what I mean right now. Mm-hmm.
And it's very like independent, you know, you like do it yourself, figure it out yourself. Like it's not, you know, something that you could necessarily always, hire out for, let's just say. Yeah.
Okay. But that's one little sentence you said you just described my whole time in this house for my house number. Wow. Yeah. I have just, so with the numerology, do you believe like the traditional like angel numbers? Do you agree with like their like 555 is change, 444 protection, like those types of things? Do you?
So
is it more complicated? Is it more than that?
I do. It's just more personal for me. And angel numbers, they don't have to be just a repeat of the number. An angel number really is something that's very uniquely important to you. Like 212 is an angel number for me. It happens to be my birthday, but I've seen that number on the clock. I can't even remember a day that I didn't see it. And even at night, if I wake up, it's at 212. I mean, I see it all the time. And that happens to reduce to a 5, which is my life path. Doesn't always work that way. It just happens to be for me. So 5 is a real important number for me. And so when I do see 5s, 555, 5555, it is a moment for me to take pause. But for me, it's not about change because it is about constructive use of freedom. Freedom happens to be change, but still. And it's a moment for me to take a pause and say, okay, with what I'm doing right now, am I in alignment with it? Am I doing this in a way that aligns with who I am energetically at my core? Am I approaching the situation right? Or if not, do I need to maybe shift and make a pivot so that I can get myself back in balance? So for me, that's what it represents. So, but it's very situational. They've just become more personal to me, you know?
So we can be seeing numbers that aren't like the repeat and they can mean something to us. So for, like you said, if we're seeing something like 212 or like another combo that's not a repeating number, just seeing that combo all the time probably has some significance.
Yep, sure it can. Yeah, it's like, when someone passes and you see a butterfly and it's a specific kind of butterfly and you just know that every time you see that butterfly, it's a message from that person. It's just something that tunes in. So when someone is first getting intrigued with numbers and numerology, just going at the basics of 444 is a work number, you know, is fun and fine and dandy. But sometimes for me, I look at, say, a 444, and I'm like, oh, that's a 12. It's a 3. Am I doing something creative in the way I'm approaching my work right now? Because I have a more understanding of that 3 is a creative number. It's communication. So how am I incorporating that with my work in this moment?
So how did you determine, like with the 5 and with this example, like how those are different for you? Is it something like you just realize? Is it something that we can like get ourselves read for? Like, want to know if the 5 means change or the 5 means what you said.
So what it is, you know, when you begin to learn a language, you just learn the basics, right? You know how to formulate a sentence and what have you. And once you become fluent, you start being able to recognize the slang and the shortcuts, right? So it's not so literal. We all have our cultural speak that's not exactly proper to whatever language that we're speaking, right? Numerology has become that for me. It's a very deeply ingrained second language. So when I do see the numbers, and anybody can do this and be able to personalize it to themselves, but say 666. If you add them together, you get 18. 1 + 8 = 9. Well, nines are completions, they're humanitarian, they're closure. But 6 is the number of responsibility. So if you know the responsibility energetic and you know the 9 energetic, they partner very well together. How would you, if you were considering both energetics in that moment, what would they speak to you? And they become the language for you that way. Which is why I love people getting the readings. It's a 3-hour masterclass on a person. I mean, it really is a deep, deep dive. But it gives you such, I know, and I was thinking that I'd break it up, but the more that I did it, the first one I did, they were like, never break this up. I know it's an investment. She's like, but you just link everything from the beginning to the end so well. She's like, I don't know if I could be able to put it all together and split it up that way. And I kept hearing it over and over. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do the big masterclass on you. But that gives people an understanding of where the numbers play in from their birth name. And then we can go always into, you know, personal years and thus personal months and be able to see how those play out. And that can be in anything. It's in your personal life, in work, in your business building, your decisions, how you name your business, maybe the day that you LLC. Are things that you do. Like for me, I chose my LLC date. And what was really wild is I'm a 5-1 manifesting generator. And I LLC'd on a day with my business name of The Tiffany Dawn, which energetically is a 3. 3 is one of my soul urges. It aligns with really my deepest desires of communication and connection with words and writing. It's just very well aligned to me. And I happened to then later look up the actual time that it hit, and it's a 5-1 MG. It was so, I didn't even think about that part.
Well,
I was just doing the numerology of it. It had not dawned on me to do the human design of my business at that point. So yeah, it's wild how things can align. Yeah, there's a lot of things. And we're surrounded by numbers. We're surrounded by numbers all day, every day. It's the most fun to be able to look and notice the numbers and have some fun with letting them speak to you and getting a relationship going with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be we're going to have lots of chats after this about like what numbers I need to be choosing when I become like a holding company, when I do this, like there's going, well, this is the first chat of many we will have. You're blowing my mind right now. I'm like, I want to like so talk to you forever.
Yeah.
So I have a story that I think you're going to like, I can just see the lights going off in your brain when I tell you this. So last night I'm in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'm transferring spices into a spice jar or like different ones.
Yeah.
Nothing significant. In the span of probably less than 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I see 3322, 2233, and 1515. So I know there's like 3322, there's 5s going on. What? And then this morning on a walk, I saw a license plate I've never seen before. 221111.
Oh, wow.
So last night, what is going on? Why is it 3322, 2233, and like 15? This feels like a lot of 5 energy, but then 3s. And I was just like, what is going on? I'm like, this is probably a good sign, but like, what's going on?
Yeah, you are definitely vibing with knowing you're going to talk about numerology the next day. I can tell you that. 3s and 5s are actually very complementary to one another. So it is a lot of communication. It's very feminine energy, both the 3 and the 5. Change, like I said, freedom. The 3 is about creativity. It is about communication, mostly with words. So whether that be writing, speaking, singing, you know, something related to direct communication that way, not so much like the painting and such. 2s are a very synchronicity vibe. I used to always explain it as the Venus flytrap, but a lot of people don't really know what a Venus flytrap is. So are you familiar?
With yes, the plant.
Yes. So the two being synchronistic is about putting in the work, being prepared, but not trying to make it happen. Being really prepared for the moment that it comes into your peripheral so you can snap on it and jump and take advantage of that synchronistic moment. Very much like the Venus flytrap. It's a carnivore plant. Not a lot of them out there. Got to really be paying attention and be ready so they can eat, right? And that's really what the two energetic is about. And then you know the one is about individuation and independence. So for you, if you wanted to relate it to something, I would say that if you had been thinking about how to personalize something in particular in your life, maybe you're in a creation mode and you're really trying to get it to align with your approach and language, right? Because you have a definite business, a business through line, right? It's a lot of nervous system and very, you know, like really pay attention to that, which I love because everything in my life is about inner calm. So I'm like, nervous system is a hoot for me. But you're in a position right now that you're probably still in real creation mode and you're getting told the opportunity is coming close, but you're still having to figure out how you're going to make it uniquely you. So I don't know if you're in an exploration mode or not, but it's coming together.
Because I feel like when I see those things and I'm thinking of something, I'm like, oh, I was thinking about this and I saw that number, it confirms. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing something like putting spices into jars and I see all these numbers. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. Why now? I can't make sense of this message. Like, I don't think it's about spice jars.
No, they're just little whispers for, but you know, you were, you know, sometimes just having the little whispers to stay connected to your creativity and a through line for you for freedom and individuation, that's just something that's going to linger around you.
Yeah.
So sometimes they're just like little nudges saying, yeah, you're doing stuff that is who you are. Sometimes it's just little validations. So
now there are, I know, like in numerology, the, I don't know if they're called core numbers or like the big numbers everyone talks about, like the life path, the expression, and the soul urge.
Yes.
For people who don't know, the life path, it's like what you're meant to do, right? I'm a 33. I'm just going to tell you that just so you know. I'm a 33.
It's a six.
Okay. So the life path shows you what you're meant to do. Yes? What is
it? Well, your life path is, if you want to think about it from a divine feminine and divine masculine, right? So your divine masculine is like that riverbank that kind of provides the structure for everything else to flow through it. So we chose to come and incarnate for specific life lessons and life experiences. We wanted to kind of jump in the water, so to speak, right? Your life path will be that through line energetic that will connect all of your moments through life. It's literally the design thread. And then there is your expression. We come into this world with natural and innate gifts. We all know that. Your expression is actually how you show those to the world. There's your soul urge, which typically is not really well known just at first glance. You wouldn't just look at me and say, oh, yeah, I can. You must be this soul urge. It's usually because it's so personal and private because it's your deepest, deepest soul's desire and motivation. It's usually understood most and seen by those who are in your close circle. There are those that are so overtly aligned with it that it's just any passerby would know. But there's that soul urge there. And then there's actually a fourth, which is part of your real core energetic, which is the date of your birth, like the date, like I was born on the 12th. So that day is an energetic. Those are your real core four. but there's a host of others.
In terms of like what people, I think, no, I don't remember my other ones. I only remember my life path, but those are the ones like to start with, basically.
Yeah.
We're diving into at least like the overall overscope, like you said, of who you are as in numbers.
Yes. And, you know, you have growth numbers, which will be really how you learn best. This is not talking about how you learn math and how you learn, you know, the tangibles in life. This is about how you learn through interactions, relationships, and experiences. Because what matters and impacts one person is not necessarily going to matter and impact the other to carry on, to not repeat the moment, right? So we all have a different aspect to that. Some of us have real good, we've got strong challenge numbers. We have a host. There's a lot that can go into it quite a bit. And what I really love is about the chart consultations is that I have like I call it a tic-tac-toe because that is what it looks like. And it lets me see at a quick glance energetically how balanced a person is. You can see if they're a new soul, like a young soul or a old soul as well, by what they're lacking or what they're gaining. You can see at quick glance if you already know that there's going to be some karmic lessons or some modified karmic lessons. So if anything is missing throughout the name, so I can know just from the get-go, that somebody's going to have to probably deal with X, Y, or Z, or that they won't. So that's always fun to look at.
So with the life path, like being the thread through life, that we can use that as like something to go off of, right? Like when we were talking earlier about prophylactically, if we know that we're like a six, we can kind of use that to navigate life. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And so, for you with a six, six is about responsibility, family, career, community, but more importantly, it's about the balance of responsibility and when to take it, when to know what it's not yours, how to be able to balance out, how would I say it? Here's something that needs to be handled. This is the aspect that I would really need to be responsible for. And this is the part I would need to delegate out. It's a lot about that too. There would probably be a lot of opportunity, especially younger in life, where you would have to stand up for yourself and know when something's not your responsibility to take on. And you probably did take it on because that's how we learn. But that's an aspect of it too. You really do have to go through the boundaries with a six energetic for sure.
You literally just described my entire life just from me telling you that I'm a six.
Well,
like it would be real even luggish. I've had human design and all that, but like just from me saying I'm a six, you describe everything. Like, growing up, I took responsibility for my mom and like her being an alcoholic and her taking, like me trying to fix her, me trying to take responsibility for that and shifting her out of her depression and like trying to, oh my God.
Yeah. And I have a five life path. So I was born into a family that my daddy was in radio. And at that time, radio was like the military. You were following, you know, call letters around the country. We moved every couple years on average. And so a lot of what I had to deal with was how do I cope with change, like cope with it, learn how to create a freedom within it, and also be able to create a sense of safety within it. Because, you know, as a little one, we really like consistency. And so just being all of a sudden uprooted and here, and you're almost in a different culture, like going north to south, east to west, like you're all over and new schools and new trends and everything was a real struggle. Being able to really step back and see what freedom it gave me to have those moments of change and recreation. But there's also a caveat because those of us with heavy five influences, since we like change, let's just say we can be very distracted by the sparkly things and we can flit around and not finish things because something new and shiny is over here and I'd like to experience it. but we haven't fully embraced the experience that we were in before. So we didn't really get all the juice out of it. So that's a lesson to learn. And change also comes with a lot of physical pleasures as well. So eating, drinking, relationships, physical relationships and such, we have to pay attention to knowing when to stop and when to indulge and when not to. So it sounds like just such a fun, you know, ooh, change, move and travel. No, not necessarily. There's some struggle in there.
Yeah, to each number, there's going to be like those good parts and then those like more shadow or whatever, like parts to integrate. This makes sense because then for like me, if I learn about like the responsibilities, what's mine, what's not, like that is better for me to know in life. And then I can go forward doing this. I feel like this is major.
This is so huge. It's huge.
Everyone needs to go find out their life number, at least their life path number, you know, right now.
Yeah. And when it comes to business, you know, for you being able, you have forged that path. You have latched on to what really hit your core, which was nervous system, and being able to regulate that, you know, and through that regulation, find such personal power and empowerment of others. And that gave you a very unique voice, right? So that's something that's important to be a through line in the business, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's just really remarkable that you're in a one home with that responsibility number of the six life path. And I don't know any of the other details about you at all to be able to speak to them, but being able to incorporate those energies, I think it's really fascinating. It's very in alignment, very complementary to one another. Yeah. Very complimentary.
I love how you can tell. Those are just two of the numbers and you've already done so much. My gosh.
Yeah. It's just two. And there's life path periods and such too. So it's really interesting to look at that, and be able to see when major transitions could be happening and how to be able to navigate those as well. Just certain little periods in your life. So absolutely.
And I know there's other, I think they call them master number life paths, where like 1-1, 2-2, and then like the 3-3. I'm guessing that then adds, does that add like more information or no?
So there's only an 11-2 master number and a 22-4 master number. And I will say that the 22-4 is quite the challenge to attain to reach that 22 energetic, because you really do have to master the four. So when you think about these master numbers, the two being that number of synchronicity where you can't make things happen, you just can't. You have to be really well prepared and on it and in the right place at the right time. And you've got to really focus on the basics and follow those instincts and whispers. You must. When you do that, you elevate to that 11, but you look at the four, which is 2-2s. So you really have to do, it doubles it up. It kind of doubles down on that 11-2 potential. And that's why that's so rare to see someone rise up to the 22, where it just seems like the moment you think something, not only does it happen, but an entire team just rises up and creates it for you. I will tell you who is a 22-4 life path, and that is Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, wow. I got full body chills as you said that. Wow.
I think she's a real prime example. She put in the work and everything she ever did. And it's not to say that she's not deeply involved in all things that she does at this point, but the kismet and synchronicity and the big, bold strokes of her manifestations, that comes from a lifetime of work. And not a lot of people put in that kind of work. So
now, do you mean just this lifetime or like she's accumulated it?
Okay. This lifetime. Yep. Yeah. Because your numerology, you may see there are absolutely some impacts that will tell you, hey, you've got this going on because in another lifetime, this is what happened. but how you build upon them is uniquely to this lifetime itself. Mm-hmm. It's like your book of rules for this journey, for this trip. This is your guidebook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I know there's also, because we briefly talked in the beginning about like, I'm in a personal year, but there's also a collective year. And I think we're in an eight.
We're in an eight collective year. And I know that it's fun to talk about the big eight collective year.
Abundance, right? That's what it means. Abundance.
It's more than that. More importantly, it's about power. It's about power. And money is power. So it's a real like low hanging fruit moment to say that it's about manifestation and money. It's about power.
Can you go into that for us? Like, so
people will say who you are when you're poor is just amplified when you're rich. Who you are when you're not known is just amplified when you're famous, right? You can become infamous. That's what the eight energy is about. Eight energy is about being able to find balance between the materialistic energetics that are going on and the power in which they hold in your life. A lot of people make a lot of money and they get there and their life doesn't change because they didn't do the work to put in a change of life. They just got money. Mm-hmm. And diamonds are beautiful, but they're not going to make your life better. And some people also misuse that power. So they get the prestige, the recognition, the titles, the cash, the prominence, the what have you. And they do not use their powers for good. And so therein lies the karmic aspect of the eight as well. You can do a lot of good. You can do a lot of harm. You can experience really high moments. And when you're in alignment and that heart is in the right spot and you know what really matters to you, like holds value and worth, okay? Not just it's pretty and I got it, but if that left your life, would your life be any less? It's about knowing what is going to contribute to the abundant life that you want to feel. And some people, that is something that's really big. It is jets and big houses and big yards and trips and this and that. And other people, they want a cabin in the forest and they're, it doesn't matter how much money they got. They want nature. They want small tribe. They want a small group of people and to root in. Like that's where their power is. Right? So it can be utilized in a lot of different ways. And people underestimate the energetic of an eight.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone explain this collective year eight as that, as you just did. But like, I feel like what you said makes so much sense and is a lot of what I see, especially people kind of experiencing those extremes. And I know it's supposed to be an abundant year, but I find it's made it more extreme where people were maybe in the middle, they're now experiencing either end and it's amplified that versus thrown it all to like abundant side.
Yeah. So here in the United States, because you're in Canada, correct? Mm-hmm. So this is an election year for us.
Oh, okay.
And you talk about power. Okay. Mm. Now it's happening in November, heading into a 9-year, and that president is going to take ownership of their role in a 9-year, which is about humanitarianism and community and responsibility. It's also endings and closures that are required for strong foundations to launch the next year on, which is new beginnings and individuation and independence. Okay. It's going to be really interesting to see how our election pans out because we have our typical Republican and Democratic candidates, and then we have Kennedy. And Kennedy has spent his entire life in humanitarian efforts. His whole life. And as a country, it's going to be very interesting to me to see how much we're really willing to jump back in to humanitarianism in our mm-hmm. country. And yeah. what do we really care about? Where's the power? Where's the real power? It's in community, in caring for our world, in caring for our kids and our, you know, our cultures, mm-hmm. our nature, our waters, all of that. So have we learned our lessons through the past mm-hmm. 8 years? Things that have been challenging, and environmental struggles and such as well, monetary struggles, who has the big power in the world because of their money, the big pharmas and what have you that, you know, everybody always talks about. I don't tend to get very political about it. I look at it from this numerological energetic, and it's like, this is our moment to say, what kind of power do we want to hold? What do we, where's that balance going to be? Where yeah. are we going to use our strengths for good? Or where do we need to cycle in more lessons and give it another shot later? So who we elect is going to say a lot about our country in particular, about how we've utilized the energies on this cycle.
Now, maybe I'm making this up, but I feel like I've heard somewhere that countries can also have numbers themselves.
Yes? Yeah, if you wanted to go on ahead and just put like United States of America or United States, you can get the numerological. I had never really thought about doing it that way. Mm-hmm. It would be,
I'm just curious.
Okay. It'd be really fascinating to kind of bust through and see where the energetics were on it. And especially by abbreviation, because abbreviation was just USA, you know, so it, that would be really interesting to see what the numerological shift and dynamic would be just of a country. Yeah. Or a state. That would be really cool.
Or even like, yeah. So you can even choose where to live, or like, I don't know. I now just got my wheels turning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Naming people.
Go ahead.
In naming, you know, naming children, and there's a lot that can go into it. Yeah.
Numerology. I feel like I can't do anything in life now without like doing the numerology.
Here's something super sweet about numerology is that it's, to my understanding, the only modality that you can actually get a good insight into a person before they're born with no birth date, because you would know what their name is by your choice. You can't do that in anything else.
Full body chills. Yeah. Okay. We're going to have a talk off podcast one day about what I'm going to name my daughter. And we're going to make sure that it's like aligned numerology.
Yeah, you'll know, because let me tell you this, you'll never be able to name a child out of their struggles, because we come here to experience the polarity of life. So,
yeah, you know, and they'll always be both. So they're
always going to be both. So, you know, I know that when, there are some that would hear like, oh, naming your baby and looking at the numbers. Oh, I'm trying to like design my child. But trust me, they're still individual beings. And I will tell you, mm-hmm. There are some, like my friend with her 13-4 alignment, you know, that was right yeah. for her. It was right for yeah. her. And it would be a karmic number. And I bet you if her mother had known her chart, she'd say, but this is still my girl. Like I feel her, like, you know, yeah. baby, you know, so it just gives you insight so that not only can you know something about them, but you'll also know who they'll need you to be.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
They'll, you know, they're coming to you for a reason. And mm-hmm. so having a little sneak peek so that you can go, okay, I learn like this. This one's not going to learn like that. So I'm going to need to know how to coach differently, so to speak, for yep. this child versus this child. And being able to have a little bit of a nugget of that before they come in is nice. It can eliminate a little bit of the struggle of figuring it out. You can just sort of go in at it like with some good intel.
Yeah, like preparing for their arrival.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Same thing with business. Same thing with anything, you know, you can kind of get a little insight. Yeah.
So with the, we were talking about the eight being like all in abundance here, because I've always learned, I mean, there's one thing I remember about numerology is like, oh, in business, eight is good. Yeah. Launch in an 8 month, do an eight mm-hmm. thing. Is not that really true or not? Like, are there better numbers for business? Can you Walk us through what number should I be aware of when it comes to like, can I use it prophylactically to launch in an 8 month or like, yeah.
So it really does depend. It really depends on the overall alignment and where you're coming from. Because what I will say is that within your year, your personal year, you're going to cycle through the months as well. Okay. So numerology does go in a cyclical fashion from 1 to 9 and it circles back. So the basic arch is this. 1 is new beginnings. 2, you're on coast. That's that synchronicity number. Do the work, be prepared. Okay. 3, very communicative, connective, social, artistic, creative. It's that. 4, work. Work your plan. Put it in action. Just hunker down, blinders on, and do it. When you do it, 5-year change. Change and freedoms that come from having done the other 4, right? And then you step up into a 6-year, which is about balance, responsibilities, ownership, lack of ownership, boundaries, right? Once you get all that down, you go also into a 7-year saying, okay, I've built this thing. I've done these things. I've been in this relationship. I've had my business. I've done, you know, all the things. Let me reevaluate. Is this the path I still want to go? Can I take it deeper? Is there something that has been brought to my attention through these years that it's just like, I just think there's something that I need to dig into. I need to step away from things, kind of let them keep doing their thing. Keep the business going, you know, let it kind of go on pause, but make sure that you're taking plenty of time to step away from it, to get away from the noise, because introspection cannot be successful if you have more than your own voice, period. When you do that, you'll be able to utilize that deep learning and that connection and study to launch into an 8-year, which is empowerment. Empowerment. So yeah, might be a great time. Might not. If you haven't done the whole work, 8 months is going to be cool. But when you do, when you utilize it well, then you see things really come to fruition in a 9-year and you've built yourself to this new plateau, which has its roots in foundations to launch another cycle. So that's the basic arch of it.
Oh my God.
So those years, that would be your month. But within every year, every month, even if it's the same, has a little bit of a different flavor to it. Because mm-hmm. a 7-year, being a more introspective year, is not necessarily overtly social, overtly, you know, like making big moves, because it's not what the year is about. So a 1 month in a 7-year is going to be very different energetic than a 1 month and a 1 year, where it's like mm-hmm. big and bold, make the steps. Here I am. I'm different. Here's how. Like, it's very different. So being able to see those little nuances and being able to flavor that really is what you would need to pay attention to when you're thinking about launches.
This was really like, I just need to pause and like tell you how amazing this was before you keep going, because yeah. like this is, wow. Like the way you just described like how the month is not just like, oh, it's an 8 month, so it's abundant, but like utilizing the way you just map that out makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And as you were describing this, like the 7-year or the 7 month, I'm like, I'm in a 7 month. You're describing exactly what I'm experiencing. Again, I say yeah. one thing and you're just, yeah. I'm like, how does she know this? Yeah. Like, this is so, yeah. And then, so I'm preparing for the 8 month, but I got to make sure that I use the 7 month. So yeah. that next month is the 8 kind of, that I want to experience, not the yeah. 8 that I don't.
Yes. No, exactly. Because, you know, in a 7 month, in a 3-year, it is about really digging into your creative expression and how you can, what are the words? Being able to explore how to utilize that artistic nature that's within you. And people think, oh, artistic nature, I'm not artistic. But you know what? I do books for like my W-2 job, and how I approach my job is very unique.
You
can approach anything from a different, unique, creative standpoint. And when you play your cards right in that 7 month, and you really do, you go within and really connect to that creative aspect and align with it, you can do very big things in an 8 month, and especially in a 3 year, because it's so expressive, and it's such a communicative and connecting year, very social, very feminine energy. But that does not mean women have power. So, you know, the feminine energy is nothing to scoff at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even like your month descriptions, like I feel like even though I'm a 3 year and like the 7 resonated with me, I feel like they would resonate for anyone because there are still the overall themes. And I'm going to like also come back to this episode, re-listen to each month when I'm like in the month, because I've never heard someone explain it like this, but also explain the importance of actually making sure you integrate each of the months.
Yes.
And like how you link them together.
Yeah.
So you actually utilize it versus looking at it as an individual month.
Yeah.
There is that importance of like, well, you got to nail like the stuff with the 4. So that's the 5, and then the 5 to the 6. I'm just like, this makes so much sense.
Build upon each other. And what you come to in this month and what you formulate, those are going to be the things that are going to empower your using those skills for the remainder of the year. So whatever you're doing right now in your creation mode, it's something that's going to carry you through. It's not going to be like a flash in the pan. It's going to be something of substance that will align.
This is so magical. This is better than any other like thing I've Googled on numerology about my personal month. Like what you've just said is just like, you've changed the trajectory of my life. Just knowing this information, like so incredible at this. Like I'm telling you, I've read the whole like monthly forecast. Yeah. If it's a personal year 3, and I'm like, oh yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
What you just said was so much more useful.
Oh, well,
like
good.
So much more useful. Like, wow, I'm you're just blowing me away.
And you know, and it's fun. Like, I know that there's a lot of people who will map out like the months of the universal year and the months of your personal year. I do it too, to kind of like see where some things align and all that. But I do know that I would do it with a different angle, because the universal year for me does not always just come into play with, you know, with what my choices are. But if I see that there's a month where between, say, the universal month and my month, there's a powerful alignment of energetics, or there's a dis-resonance, I will perk up. So I'll give an example. If there is, say, a 5 month and a 9 month, and however it is, whether it's universal 5, universal 9, and me the opposite, it doesn't matter. But when I see those alignments, I think, oh, freedom, change, and endings. Endings have to happen for foundations to occur. Change has to happen as well for endings to occur and foundations to be made. If I was in a position where maybe I knew that things were rocky, all right, whether that's a relationship or a business aspect, maybe a business partnership or something, I may look at that and say, all right, I need to really pay attention to the lead up to that, because any changes that occur, I want to be of my own creation. Any endings that occur, I want to be of my own creation. I want them to be aligned and me to be ready for them. I don't want them to happen to me. I don't want to have to react to it. So it enables me to reduce my reactivity and be proactive into heading into that month. That's where I think about the universal energetic in those moments. And that may be just one or two months out of the year that I might go, oh, that's something. Mm. That's something I want to pay attention to. That might really I be a good that. Watch. That might be the time that, no, it, my number looks great, but it's in such direct conflict with the universal that I could see it almost canceling out. Let me look at the month prior or the month after. Let me just look. So
I love this insight. I've never heard this before to like use to compare. Okay. Yeah. So
it just being a little extra story. It's like, it's like the nutmeg in the pie that you just don't know is there, but you would know when it's not.
So it being my 8 month being next month, and it being a 5 month, 5 and 8 good? Or should I like be aware of something with 5 and 8?
Well, yeah. So, you know, being in an eight universal year, actually, May is a 13-4. So an eight universal year, May happens to be a 13-4. So with you being in a 3 year and going into an eight and a 13-4 could be problematic, but if you're prepared for it and you've covered all your bases, okay? So think of a 13-4 like a Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
You could look at that contract 6 times and 7 ways to Sunday and you miss it. Like, you really have to do your due diligence. So if you're prepared and you have really done your due diligence and you've had someone else sort of maybe in the background who's just as diligent and bought in to whatever you're doing, do the due diligence and it is squared away, then it shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't be an issue.
Be aware, just be diligent. Like, it'll be good, but just be diligent. Be
very diligent about it. And with an 8 month, you would do well to not put any focus at all on the monetary aspect of it and the monetary impact. It would be more of a focus on the empowerment and the ability to find higher and better balance from whatever it is.
Even you got my wheels turning so much. This is so, yeah. I think with the 8...
Even for your clients, like I have somebody who I did a chart for, and she has a soul urge. It's a 2 soul urge. And so that's really a number of cooperation. Like, you know, synchronicity requires you to cooperate with the signs, you know, and pay attention to them, listen and follow, right? Everything that she does in her kind of coaching aspect, I said, as long as you keep your core focus on a cooperative experience between you and your client, and you don't get preachy judgy, preachy telly, do it like this kind of stuff, it'll be fine. Because you're not meant to do that. You're meant for union. Like, you're meant for union. So when I'm saying with an 8 month to focus on the balance of it, because look, when things are right, the money comes. That's just what happens. So you don't have to put focus on that. But you know, if there are people who haven't really learned that and are going, I just want to build, I want the money for money, you know, or I want to do whatever the thing is to get the thing, they can struggle. But if they approach it from the perspective of, oh, if this is where I get, what more could I do to create balance and empowerment within that balance in my home, in my family, in my company, in, you know, whatever it happens to be, because that's just a compounded thing. And that really does shift the energetic of, of why they're in it, you know? And why
and I'm guessing offering with it being an 8 year and an 8 month, if those things, if there wasn't balance, it would just amplify the lack of balance.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. I think this was so useful with the eight, because all I've heard is like eight is abundance. Eight is, no one has ever explained this balance to me. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, when you were describing the 8 year, this to me is invaluable information.
Yeah, it is. It is the balance of the physical and non-physical, period, bottom line. Bottom line. And of course, you know, like I said, money is power. Money gets you in the room. And sometimes it gets you in the room where power is. So yeah, there's a lot of like potential networking and empowerment, but you know, you can do a lot of bad and you can really fall off your horse. You could fall from that gilded ladder like real easy if you don't have your footing. And we've all
seen I cannot wait to re-listen to this. Like I'm going to as soon as this airs, I'm going to re-listen because this has been one of my favorite conversations I have had with another human on my podcast. Like I'm blown away. I just want you in my pocket. I want to be able to like, Tiffany, what do you think about this? So like, how can we get in your world? How can we, because I'm not kidding. I want to be able to like, Tiffany. So like, what do you have going on for people like me who are like, I need you in my pocket, Tiffany. How can we work with you? How can we learn from you? How can we like, yeah, do all the things?
You're funny. Okay. So I have my website. I've got my IG. It's all the Tiffany Dawn, thetiffanydawn.com it's my Gmail. Reach out anytime. You can book with me through my site. You can book with me through my Linktree and my Instagram. It's there. Like I said, the numerology charts, they're 3 hour. They're like, get yourself some drinks and some snacks and, you know you're going to treat yourself for a few hours. You get a huge document. It's very personalized. It has a map out of the language of the numbers so that you get that in advance, kind of read over it, kind of know where what we're talking about. And then you can also do that for babies if you want to do a name consultation pre-birth. Mm. I know that there can be due dates. There can be scheduled dates. I would not do a full chart on someone not born until they are, because even scheduled dates change. But all in all, what would happen is there would be two different readings and to get a full child's chart. And the child's chart takes them really all the way through adolescence into young adulthood. So that kind of gets you all the way through your parenting years for sure. And if the child's already there, we can just do it all at once. So we have that. And of course, I have a high and I have mind, body, spirit release as well. And so there's some other things. Website will explain all of that. So
other fabulous things. Okay. We're going to leave everything down below. I'm going to book this 3 hour because there's a full body. Like I want to know all the things. So yeah, we're going to spend another 3 hours together.
I book them a couple weeks in advance. Just, you know, I work Monday through Friday too. So I do all my chart creations, after hours and on weekends. So I just need to be able to have some time to do it. So those are held on weekends. Most people can have a little bit more time available anyway on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And, you know, whenever people book, when they do, there's a little like mandatory question of how they found me. And when they say that it's you, I will incorporate a 12-month overview of their year. So I'll just do it from 12 months from where we're at, or I can just do the 12-month year, whatever they really wish. Because once October starts rolling in, you start feeling the energetic of the new year. And that doesn't fade out until March, which can explain a lot about the holiday, like, discombobulation that people go through, because you start really feeling kind of both energies and you're not in one and out of the other. And, you know, it's a little wobbly. So we can go 12 months out or we can just do the year, whatever they want.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm so excited. Everyone needs to go get, like, at least follow, get something, because like the way you've explained numerology, I will say, is better than anyone else that I've followed, looked at. Like, it's just so the way you do it. We all need to be learning from you, getting our numbers, understanding this, because it's been, like I said, one of my favorite conversations ever. So.
Well, you can put me right in your pocket and reach out whenever. I love talking about numerology. Love it.
And I can feel that from you too. I can feel that it's your passion. You make me excited. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, go ahead. No, I said, I just get all sorts of jazzed up about it. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hit me up anytime.
Thank you so much for giving me and us your time, all your expertise, all your knowledge. I know everyone else is going to run to like Google all their numbers too and book your things. So I really appreciate all that you've given us today.
Oh, thank you.
We will talk soon.